Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You know, every fan base thinks that the referees are against them. Like, The fix is in. Most of the time, referees, they don't give a rip. I mean, I would hope that when the NCAA is deciding who goes and referees what games, you look at a guy and say, oh, you're a Alabama alum. We're not going to let you call Alabama games. And that's totally fine. That's totally fair. But Hugh Freeze, who I know a lot of our Tolos don't have a lot of sympathy for, might actually have a case that the referees hate him. Because now, three different times in two different games, Hugh Freeze's teams have been absolutely screwed by referee blunders.
Yeah.
And I don't know how else to explain it, Cole, because it I know there's that whole phrase, that whole saying about being just snake bit by injuries, by whatever it may be, but I mean, come on. The way Hugh Freeze and these Auburn Tigers have been screwed by referees this season, it's hard not to say that the fix is in.
Yeah, and you know, unfortunately, I think we all saw what happened. And it just like we all respect Kirby Smart. We all think he's a heck of a football coach. But when you see something like that, Diesel, that we're going to get to in a second, it just makes you want to just throat punch the guy. It makes you lose a little bit of respect. Look, there's nothing wrong with wanting to win. Right, but you've got to, I guess I'm just old school in the way of thinking that you've got to win the right way, right? Mm-hmm. Have class losing, have class winning. I don't like what I saw this weekend. And by the way, quick side note, apologize, Jay Butane. I did not mean to infer that Denny Hamlin won the championship. He qualified for it, according to Jay Butane, so I apologize. That was an error in our Daily Wire. So he did win yesterday, qualified for the championship, so appreciate the clarification there.
I am trying to find a good image that shows it so that I can put it up on the stream, okay? Because in case you haven't seen this yet, this is where this whole thing is coming from. First of all, Auburn got screwed. We know they got screwed in the Oklahoma game with the fake substitution that left a guy wide open on the sideline for a touchdown. Nobody caught it. And, you know, the NCAA and officials, they apologized to Kirby Smart and they punished the referees who missed it. But you get into this home game against Georgia where it was late in the second quarter.
Yeah.
The quarterback tries to go up and over. Ball's, you know, right there on the goal line. Quarterback tries to go up and over. Ball clearly crosses the plane in my mind. Georgia defender knocks it out of his hands, but it doesn't matter because the tip of the football has already crossed the plane. It's ruled a fumble, Georgia ball. If it had been called correctly, you're talking about a 17-0 Auburn lead going into halftime.
Yeah, they were already up, 10? Right before half.
But Georgia gets the ball back. Of course, they march down the field. They kick a field goal, make it 10-3. That's a 10-point swing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get later into the ball game. And we're in a situation, scores 13-10, Georgia leading at the time, Georgia has the ball, 3rd and 9, 13:06 to go in the fourth quarter. Play clock was down to about 2 seconds. Kirby Smart sprints in, and you can see clearly that Kirby is doing the timeout signal. I'm going to put it up on the screen right now. He's rushing in. He's doing the timeout signal. Like, trying to say that you're not doing the timeout is like Jerry Jones turning that wrist, going middle finger, and say, well, I didn't mean to throw a middle finger at the fans. No, if you go thumbs up and you point, your wrist stays straight. But when you go and turn, that's intentional.
Nobody claps like this.
Yeah, Kirby Smart's coming in saying, he's doing the timeout. But then when he gets called a timeout, he's like, no, I didn't call timeout. I didn't call timeout. They were clapping. I said they were clapping.
Right.
And if you can see it on the screen, the blurry image isn't quite as easy. You got to watch the live video.
But you can still see.
But you can still clearly see that Kirby Smart is calling a timeout. And Hugh Freeze, as much as a lot of people don't like Hugh Freeze, and that's fine, you can have your reasons, he's not having it anymore. This is Hugh Freeze in his post-game press conference.
I have no clue. It's not the Auburn part I'm worried about. I know who our president and administration and AD are and how they feel, and sure feels like we're not getting many breaks, and it's difficult to take for sure. There's a lot of things, but I felt like we broke the plane.
They
all
did.
You have to do is the ball, just the nose of the ball, just has to break the plane. And I thought that was had a pretty good shot of that on the, but it didn't go our way. And then I don't know how they either should have had a delay a game or a timeout, and not a whole new play. I'm still not sure what happened there, but there's a lot of times that. I make bad calls, and officials do the same. But it certainly feels like we're not getting many of the breaks.
So the swing is that Auburn is 3-3, and they could be 5-1 right now. They could be 5-1, and you're talking about a team that's sitting inside the top 15 right now, and it's because they've been screwed by referees in two big time ball games
against
two big time opponents.
It happens. Sadly, just about every year. I still believe South Carolina last year was screwed by the officials. We all believe that Auburn was screwed by the officials this year. Could Auburn have made plays down the stretch and made stops? And yeah, they could have. But ultimately, when you hear that audio from Hugh Freeze there, Diesel, you hear the frustration, the agony, right? You can hear it. And I'll say this. I think as a college football fan, what makes it probably the most frustrating is that he said it right in that audio. He makes bad decisions, but when he makes bad decisions, he gets fired for those bad decisions.
Yeah.
When officials make bad decisions, my issue is there's no accountability. There's zero accountability. Well, you say, well, Coach Cole, the officials do get they have their tape. They go back and no. There's no accountability. They don't have to stand in a press conference after the game and answer questions.
Yeah.
They don't have to go on a TV show the next Tuesday, Diesel, in front of the country and ask questions. They don't get fired for bad calls. It's just. I understand that humans are going to make mistakes. I get it. But we have too many cameras. We have too many replay officials, replay centers, and all this technology. We just shouldn't have to have these situations. We should be able to get it right.
And the difference here, like I said, 5-1 versus 3-3. 3-3 is where they are right now. The difference is also 16-15. Hugh Freeze's overall record at Auburn, which again, not great.
You said 16-15?
16-15. Right now he's 14-17. He'd be 16-15. He'd be plus 500 at Auburn, building back. But, a year from now, 2 years from now, if the Auburn faithful get frustrated with this, they just look at the record. They don't look back at it and say, in the Oklahoma game we got screwed, and in the Georgia game we got screwed. They don't look at that. The context, falls out in the wash. At that point. So There's huge consequences to getting this stuff wrong, and you're right, and not having the ability to go back and look at it. The fact that some plays are not reviewable when we know they affect the outcome of the games is just a ludicrous statement to me. Oh, well, that's not reviewable. Why not? Why can't you make it reviewable? Why can't you go back and look at something that
that's
know is going to change the trajectory of the game and desire to get it right?
I just
don't understand that.
It's the fact of the matter is we're not in 1998 anymore. We have just way – it's 2025 for crying out
from,
loud.
From Kirby's perspective, just say if what you were trying to signal was, hey, they're clapping and trying to throw us off, but you accidentally somehow do this motion right here.
Yeah.
Just own it. Be like, oops, you know, my bad. I'm in the heat of the moment. I'm running and I accidentally did this. But it's not like he just tapped it one time and then went to the clap. He tapped the timeout signal clearly multiple times.
That's why I couldn't be a coach. If that happened to me and I was the opposition, I would lose my you know what?
Hugh has every right to do so.
I mean, I'll be. You think Shane Beamer and Steve Spurrier used to throw headsets? Those things would be smashed. I hate it.
You know,
I do.
My wife and I've been going back and watching Curb Your Enthusiasm, trying to finish off the show. And one of the recent episodes, Larry David's roommate gets a job as house husband. His job is to go around and tell the plumber that wants to do like $5,000 worth of plumbing work, no, just do this. It costs $200. Do that instead. Or you tell the auto mechanic, hey, they want to do $5,000 worth of work. No, you're going to change the oil. You're going to do this. That's maybe every college football program, especially in the SEC, needs to have a coach who is willing to be the fall guy, who will come out in the media and
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Rant. I mean like Mike Gundy epic style rants, knowing that he is expendable, but guess what? That's your job. Your job is to be expendable. You are there to say the things that the head coach can't say because the head coach doesn't want to get fined by the conference.
You just hate it for the integrity of the game.
Right. You do. And it's Kirby saying, "Oh, I didn't do it. I didn't mean it that way." Well, it doesn't matter what you meant, Kirby. What you did was show the timeout. Here's Kirby in his post-game press conference.
Yeah, they're clapping. So I told them before the game, if these guys clap, it's a penalty. They can't clap because it will false snap. I've lost games on that before in the stadium. And I told them, I said, if they clap, I'm going to tell you. I got somebody in the box watching every play. They were clapping. So I ran over to him and said, they're clapping.
No, he didn't.
They're clapping. And he thought I called timeout. And so I wanted to make sure he understood it. Go lip read because I'm screaming, they're clapping, they're clapping. I didn't need a timeout because we were going to get it off before
the shot
clock. It was 2-1. We were going to get it off before the play clock ended.
What a scum.
It was the fact that they were clapping. I wanted them to call it because it's a penalty.
It was 3rd and 9, Kirby. The play clock was down to 1.5. Just admit that you got away with one.
Yeah.
Be like, you know what? I meant to clap, but my hand accidentally did this. if you got called for a timeout and be like, oopsie whoopsie, I accidentally did the wrong hand motion, whatever. And just be like, okay, we got away with that one. Don't lie about it after the fact.
Jeff R. on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line said, is it just me or have we noticed an uptick in referees throwing a flag way after a play is done, like they watch the screen, then make a decision? I just, again, there's a lot of things that I've seen. It feels like every season it just gets worse.
I think they're training these referees more often than not, throw the flag and then let the command center figure it out, because they'll have more angles at it than you do.
Yep.
They'll be able to watch it slow down in slow-mo that you can't see. Just throw the flag, and if it gets waved off, it gets waved off. Who cares if it slows the game down and makes it worse? Just throw that flag anyway.
Real quick, before we transition to some other games, Diesel, a friend of mine just sent me a screenshot and a video, and this is a good format breaker. He says, heard you talking about all of the bugs on the side of the building a minute ago and them stinking. And he sends me a video of his car. It's a white car covered in the same bugs. You know what they are? They're ladybugs. He says it's ladybug season. They're looking for warm places to hibernate for the winter. Anywhere warm that's in the sunlight, though. I'm not kidding.
That side of the building gets morning sun.
Were those ladybugs outside?
I don't think they were, unless there's like a younger larval form of ladybugs.
Those look darker than ladybugs.
Aren't red, but these were not red at all.
We had to go inspect during the commercial break, I believe, to see if those were ladybugs.
I did have an apartment get swarmed by ladybugs once.
That is weird.
It was that same mating season, whatever you want, and like corner of the window. This was not an old, crummy apartment either. Yeah. Corner of the window, ladybugs came in, and they were trailing across the ceiling like ants. It was crazy.
That by the way, that was in North Carolina where that guy just sent me that, so he heard us. RJ says, Kirby Smart clapping is the equivalent of me currently occupying the office of South Carolina governor. It's a load of it, isn't it? I mean, it makes you sick to hear that. But
maybe,
what do you
maybe
do?
Though, like this, you know, the shine on Kirby Smart is starting to wear off, and people are getting a little tired of his antics and tired of his smugness. I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with it. Moving on, Cole, to another SEC matchup, the Red River Shootout. Arch played mediocre football again, yet somehow they found a way to win the football game.
Yeah, I thought he played better in the sense of, like, he didn't cost his team the game. Obviously, they moved the ball. Their defense is really, really good. Yeah. And the fact that you go back and think, what'd they allow, 14 points in that first game to Ohio State? I know that Arch Manning didn't look like Arch Heisman on Saturday, but when you're going against a good Oklahoma team, number one, Texas's defense was just stellar. Number two, Arch did what he was supposed to. To your point, he didn't light it up. I did watch that game. It was a good game. It just felt like you watched that game thinking, Diesel, at no point did you feel like Oklahoma was ever going to threaten. Texas' defense, this might be one of the best defenses, if not the best defense in the country. They're playing at an elite level. Now, 4-2 on the season, 1-1 in conference. Texas is not out yet. Like, they're not, like, you can't, I'm not saying Arch is going to have this miraculous run, but I'm just saying, if you do think about it, Diesel, the team that you probably don't want to get hot is probably Texas.
Yeah, with a defense as good as they have, if Arch can figure out how to play like this most games, I think they'll be in them and have a chance to win, depending on who they play. Now, this is a terrible decision by Brent Venables to let John Mateer go out there and play. Just 2 weeks off of his hand surgery. I didn't see the footage of this. Apparently, his hand was bleeding at one point in the game, like the stitches had popped open and he was bleeding. Look, if it works out, and you win that football game, even if you win ugly, you're talking about one of those legendary Curt Schilling bloody sock kind of moments. If it works, you're an absolute legend. If it doesn't, people call you an idiot, and it did not work for Oklahoma.
He said he felt no pain after the loss of Texas. But, man, I just don't know. I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if he was on if they gave him – I don't know what they gave. There's just no way, certainly, Diesel, that he could say that he didn't feel any pain. Ultimately, though, it's a huge win for Texas because they're kind of playing. You could argue that Texas is kind of in a playoff spot where their every game's now a playoff to them. Yeah. And fortunately for Oklahoma, they're able to lose that game. So they're a 5-1 team now. And Still a lot of football to be played now, making the trip up here Saturday.
And South Carolina Gamecock fans better hope that that extra week does not give John Mateer enough time to get himself right and get himself ready. You better hope that he is still just a little bit banged up going into that game, because that makes this game winnable. And you and I talked about it earlier. Some of the early projections on bowl season have South Carolina Gamecocks playing in bowl games. I don't know that there's three more winnable games left on that schedule. So you got to get this one this weekend against Oklahoma. Then you got to get Coastal Carolina, and you got to get Clemson. That's your chance to get yourself bowl eligible this year.
That's a 12:45 kick, by the way, on SEC Network this Saturday. Oklahoma favored by 5.5 points. Still a lot to get to in the show. We have some funny Dan Campbell audio overreaction Monday at 5 p.m. We want to hear from you in terms of what your overreaction is. We may have some upset pick challenge standings. May not. Hopefully we don't. I don't want to see them. Some audio. Biggest surprises, takeaways from Friday night in high school football week 7, and then we're going to rank the available coaching jobs in the final hour of the show. A lot more coming your way right here on the Fan Upstate. He's Diesel, I'm Cole Bryson, Grayson Mann of TigerNet.com. Every single Monday at this time joins the show to talk Clemson next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.